It's the Pittsburgh Tech Report, a weekly snapshot of technology trends, newsmakers, and research in our region. I'm Mark Newtbar, 90.5 WESA. In tech headlines, a team of student researchers from the University of Pittsburgh has captured a gold medal at the International Genetically Engineered Machine Foundation's annual competition. The award came for the group's work in developing an inexpensive way to test lead toxicity of drinking water in people's homes. The project uses bacteria DNA to detect high levels of lead in water. A computer virus that destroyed systems of the Saudi Arabian state-run oil company nearly 5 years ago has returned to the kingdom, apparently affecting at least one major petrochemical company. In 2012, it was suspected that the virus came from Iran because it came soon after the Stuxnet cyber attack targeting Tehran's contested nuclear enrichment program. A report this week by Saudi state-run television included comments suggesting that 15 government agencies and private institutions had been hit by the Shamoon virus. This week, the Tech Report looks at how you slice up a supercomputer. Friday, the Pittsburgh Supercomputing Center will officially launch the second phase of its newest supercomputer. The system known as Bridges is probably not the biggest and baddest supercomputer in the U.S., but according to Pittsburgh Supercomputing Senior Director of Research, Nick Nystrom, it's probably the most democratic system in the world.
Bridges really is. It's intended to make supercomputing available to everyone. One of our scientific directors, when we were developing the proposal, suggests we name the system My Big Laptop, because that's the vision we had.
Most supercomputers require that users write their own code to run the machine. Nystrom says Bridges uses portals that allow just about anyone with big data sets to get them crunched.
People can interact with them just through a web browser, using language and paradigms that they are already familiar with, without knowing they're using a supercomputer. Basically just interacting with the web, even from a tablet.
Getting time on the supercomputer does take a bit more than just pulling up a web page, but it's simple enough. Clark Glymore is a 70-plus-year-old CMU philosophy professor. He says he uses Bridges to work with his algorithms that search for causal relationships. He says having such computing power is going to be indispensable going forward.
It is almost impossible to make a serious contribution that will affect methodology or inference without computational skills.
Glymore's research involves mapping and tracking electrical activity in the brain based on massive amounts of imaging data. Nystrom says supercomputers can be seen as time machines.
Because they let people accomplish problems today that if they were to wait for their local resources to become affordable and to catch up, they would catch up, but it would take them 5 or 10 or more years to do so. And a lot of research can't wait for that.
Nick Nystrom says researchers in every field are using big data, and they built Bridges to not only crunch that data, but to also store it, which is unusual for a supercomputer. One of the largest users of Nystrom's computer is the University of Pittsburgh Cancer Institute's Genome Repository, which is looking for exploitable patterns in cancer DNA. That project has been allocated 2.5 petabytes of memory. That's 2.5 million gigs. Generally, as soon as a supercomputer is up and running, its managers start planning for the next big thing.
We stay very closely plugged into the research community itself to understand what they will need in coming years. And that's key because we don't build large systems just to have a system. We build it to solve problems.
Nystrom says it's very possible that the next focus will be on enabling machine learning and artificial intelligence research. And that's this week's Tech Report. I'm Mark Newtbar, 90.5 WESA News.
Pittsburgh Tech Report is supported by ANSYS, developing engineering simulation software for clients worldwide since 1970.